Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Jewish entity is a usurping entity. It has no legitimacy. It is forbidden to recognize its existence. Translated. The Jewish entity in Lebanon signed a framework agreement after four consecutive days of direct negotiations in Washington. The agreement stipulates that the Jewish entity and Lebanon declare their intention to end the conflict between them, address the underlying causes, and end any state of war. It also stipulates their commitment to a clear process by which the Lebanese army will regain effective sovereignty over Lebanese territory. It also stipulates that the army will gradually assume full security responsibility in two experimental areas in southern Lebanon. There is no doubt that this framework agreement, with its provisions, especially the first clause, which states, quote, Israel and Lebanon affirm the right of each state to live in peace and express mutual desire to live in security as neighboring sovereign states, end quote, fulfills for the Jews what they have long desired for decades. It is a clear recognition of the legitimacy of their entity that usurped Palestine, southern Lebanon, and parts of Syria. This is something the Islamic Ummah has not and will not accept, neither in Lebanon nor elsewhere. The Islamic Ummah has raised its children to await the day when Palestine will be completely liberated and they will enter it as victorious conquerors. The Jewish entity is easier for the Islamic Ummah to bear than any previous occupation in its history, for the Ummah surrounds it with hundreds of millions of people. However, the political decision to shackle its armies and confine them behind the Sykes-Picot borders is what has allowed the occupation of Palestine to continue for all these decades. This underscores the duty incumbent upon the armies of Muslims, particularly in the surrounding countries, to mobilize so that the Ummah may mobilize with them to liberate the blessed land. Anyone who thinks that these normalization agreements in all their forms will cause the Muslim Ummah to lose its direction and forget that Palestine is Islamic land conquered by the noble companions and that it contains Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first of the two Qiblas, the site of the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wasallam Masra, night journey, and the third sacred site in Islam, anyone who thinks that is mistaken. The Muslim Ummah teaches its children from a young age that liberating Palestine is a trust placed upon them, and that those who will liberate it are soldiers whom Allah has chosen from among the Ummah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our servants of great might. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 5. And those whose hearts have been consumed by despair, and now follow America and its protege, the Jewish entity, out of fear for their worldly lives, we remind them of the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A time will come upon people when a man will be given the choice between helplessness and wickedness. Whoever lives to see that time should choose helplessness over wickedness. The Jewish entity and America behind it aspire to have every Muslim country recognize the legitimacy of the entity, after which negotiations will begin regarding borders and details that will not change the reality of its recognition. Thus, they will have achieved for the Jews through agreements what they have failed to achieve by force, thereby inscribing their names on the list of those who lost the blessed land of Palestine and sold it to the enemies of the Ummah. The Jewish entity is an entity that usurped Muslim land. It has no legitimacy or rightful place in Muslim lands. Liberating the Muslim Ummah from it and its evils is the responsibility of all the Ummah's armies, starting with those closest to it. To this, we call upon them and continue to urge them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, what is the matter with you, that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of the worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 38. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.